children. What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to MASC's weekly radio show on Family Matters. MASC, Mothers and Fathers Aligned, Saving Kids. Kids of all ages and all stages, for mental health referrals, for school issues, for addiction, whether it be drugs, alcohol, internet addiction, pornography, gambling. If you need a referral, feel free to give us a call at our confidential number, 718-758-0400. Maybe you know a friend, a neighbor, maybe someone you sit next to in shul, and you want to write the number down. I'll repeat it. Again, it is 718-758-0400. Tonight's show is a very important show which needs more awareness. The reason is not very many people dealing with helping families with the complex dynamics of parent-grandparent alienation and creating strategies or communication and reunification. So I am very privileged to have on with us tonight someone that's been in the field for 10 years working with parents, with families, specializing in high conflict divorce, parental alienation situations, families that are torn apart. And I would like to welcome on my show tonight Dr. Sue Kornbluth, a dear colleague, a friend. Dr. Sue, it's wonderful for having you on tonight with us. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on tonight. This is a very important topic that needs to be talked about at length, and I am very pleased to see that you are doing a show on this very important and difficult topic for parents to deal with.
Yes, and parents, we have grandparents, we have family members, that even siblings that are torn apart. So it's so important to raise the awareness of this. But, you know, Dr. Sue, it's not only about raising awareness, but it's also about offering some solutions, some places to receive support and chizuk. And that is why I would like everyone that's listening to know about an organization named Broken Ties. And yeah, they help families, parents and grandparents, for support. And knowledge is power. And getting in touch with them, you're able then to start the road to the recovery of broken families. So, Dr. Sue, before we get to my questions and conversation, I'd like to recognize that you have your own radio show, and you're on always NBC, Fox, CBS. You have your Real Divorce Talk, 8:30 in the morning radio show. You're a host of Dr. Sue and You, and your show focuses on helping people move through difficult relationships. So thank you for you doing that as well.
Thank you. It's my passion in life to help as many people reunite with their children. And so I have been very fortunate enough to have all these platforms to help people heal from this and give them the tools and the techniques and the strategies that they need to move through this, because that is really what is needed here. And, you know, as you said before, it's grandparents, it's parents going through this, it's people dealing with this that are dealing with people in power that they're trying to come to terms with that will help them. There's all kinds of alienators in this world, aren't there?
Absolutely. And then there are these volunteer people that really in their minds mean well and sometimes are a very negative force behind families that are broken. So it is really, I am so glad that there's a new organization called Broken Ties, and I will have them on my radio show in the future to discuss their wonderful new program. But I do want to mention also that you did an event recently where you had a full room of 60, 70 family members that are caught up with alienation difficulties. So do you want to talk about, let's start off with, how did you become an expert in helping alienated families reunite with their loved ones?
Okay, so let me start with that, and then I will go back and talk about Broken Ties Support Group, which I am involved in. So I got involved in this many years ago. I have a background in psychology. I have a doctorate in clinical psychology, but I went into the field more as teaching and educating people, more so than actually practicing. I started out in working with abused children for many years. I wrote a best-selling book on helping children get through traumatic situations. And my goal in life has always been to help children to feel as though they are accepted and validated and that their voice is important. I left working in the foster care field in the maybe in 2007, I don't remember. And I was teaching at Temple University. I taught psychology there for 10 years. And I was asked to consult on a custody case. And I didn't know much about that at that time. But what I saw in this custody case was that this child was being used as a weapon between the two parents that were getting divorced. And actually, it was grandparents that were fighting for their grandchildren, but were fighting their own children for the grandchildren. But still, the child was being used as a weapon to hurt the other side. And I could not stand that. I could not stand seeing that, because the child was innocent in all of this. The issues were between the grandparents and their children. And so I felt that was a calling for me to do this work. So I went on and I decided that I was going to find out everything that I could about parental alienation. I read and I read and I read everything that was out there. I read every theory. I read about every person that was working in the field, and something stuck with me. It kept coming back up. Everybody's talking about everybody's talking about the theories about how this happens, but nobody's actually helping these people get the help they need or understand the situation so they can repair these relationships with their children that they are alienated from. So I ran with that. And then I went and I got certified in California by a program that certifies people in coaching to do work with alienated parents. And I got certified to do that. And I learned so much about narcissism, so much about parent alienation, grandparent alienation. But what I learned and what I've always believed in is that without someone helping you, without someone guiding you, without someone give you a strategic plan, you are left with your hands up in the air or on the floor crying or banging your head against the wall and saying, I don't know what to do and I don't know where to turn. But there are people out there that can help you, and I'm one of them. And I have reunited hundreds of parents, thousands, with their children. I've helped people reconnect with people that were the alienators and build a civil bridge to do that. And a lot of people have said, I don't believe you can do that, but I have. The proof is in the pudding. The proof is in the results. But it's not an easy process. It takes tons of work on yourself. It takes changing your mindset, which I believe we're going to talk about later in the show. But it takes an understanding that your truth is not your children's truth, that their truth is the truth that really matters in the end. And so I've built a large practice out of this all over the world and all over the country, helping people to reconnect with the people that are alienating themselves from them. And it's my passion to do it.
Yeah, so important. And let's get to broken ties then. You're involved with Broken Ties, and they have a hotline, and they also have groups once a month.
Yeah.
And you're very involved with them.
I am. This was a complete honor for me, and I mean that, to be invited into the Orthodox community to be a part of the Broken Ties group. And I'm very touched by this. They are a group of people within the community that are hurting very much, that want to reconnect with their children, their grandchildren. And I was called in to speak one night at their support group. And I had planned on staying for an hour to talk, and I ended up staying there 4 hours. Sitting there within their group, listening, talking, hearing. It was a very overwhelming experience in a good way, because it taught me how much this is going on in this community and that they need more tools to deal with this. And
absolutely,
they were eager for the information, and they listened, and they were soaking it up, and they could not believe that what I was saying was actually what needed to be done. And that is what's always surprising to me, because they've tried so many other avenues to reconnect. But when I talk about what I do and how I do it, it's often a light bulb goes off in people and says, hey, that makes sense. So this support group, Broken Ties, is a place for parents and grandparents to go where they can get support for themselves and learn tools to move forward to make these connections again. So I was in Brooklyn on November 17th, and I did a full-day workshop, and about 70 people in the community showed up, and it was called Break Through Your Barriers of Parental Alienation. And I brought my team up there, and we went over all of the skills and the techniques and the tools that I help my own clients with to reunite, and Broken Ties supported that. And they have meetings all the time, and their next meeting is December 16th. And I encourage people to go.
Right, and anybody interested can call MASC, and we'll give you the information on who to call. And our number is 718-758-0400. And we have with us tonight Dr. Sue Kornblut. So let's talk about what do parents need to know in terms of the process of reuniting mm-hmm. with their children, because the grief of the parents is so profound and crushing. And yes. they've sacrificed their lifetime, their money, and their families, and their extended families get involved, and trust is broken many times, sometimes repeatedly. And, you know, with all the love and affection that was given as children, what happens? What's really the terms of the process, please, of reuniting?
Okay. So I'm glad you asked that question. It's very important. Let me begin by saying nobody's case is the same. No one. So when you're talking to somebody else that has gone through this and they say, this worked for me, that does not mean it's going to work for you.
I'm glad you said that. Because yeah. that's so true. People always pick a therapist the same way. They say, they meet me on the street and they go, oh, Ruhama, you know, we needed a therapist. My kid and my neighbor said it worked good for her niece. So we went and it was a waste of time because no story is the same. And the best way to get to the bottom of things is to look at the individual family and look at what's going on in that. So thank you for saying that.
No family is the same. No family dynamic is the same. We have to remember that as well. But the first piece of advice and the first part of the process where I begin to help people is by working with them to look inside themselves, to let go of their anger about what is happening. If you are consumed with your anger and you are blaming your children, you are not in a place to do this work, because the work is grueling, the work is draining, and you have to be in a good place emotionally first to do this kind of work. I cannot be clearer about that. When you have a break in a family of this magnitude, it hurts, it's painful. You're in a panic, even lying on the floor. You can't get up sometimes. These are your children. And they're out there and you can't get to them. It is very important that you do work on yourself to grieve that loss at some point in your life. Because if you don't, you're caught up in the anger and you can't move forward. The second thing that is important in the process is to realize and recognize that your story about what happened is your truth. It is not your children's truth. And in any place, in any relationship where you want to make a reconnection with someone else, it is always important that you look at each other's perspective. But in this case, and I know you're aware of this as well, if you want to get back into your children's lives, you have to look at things from their side. You have to validate your children's truth. You have to listen to what they're saying. You have to hear what they're saying. You have to acknowledge what they're saying and accept that their truth is different from yours. These cases fall apart all the time because many parents are trying to prove to their children that they did nothing wrong. That will never, ever help in these cases. In fact, it sets you back. Acknowledging your children are in pain because of some mistakes that you made and actually looking at yourself and your responsibility in that is what helps you move forward. Every parent says to me, but I did nothing wrong, Dr. Sue. And then when we start working together and I start pointing out different areas, they begin to see, oh, yes, I did, in the way I talk to my kids or the way that my traditions fell on my children. They don't see it in the same way. It's always about seeing it from your child's side and acknowledging that they are in pain for some of the actions that took place within your family. So that's the second part.
Right. You know, I wanted to ask you, parents mm-hmm. think that we refer them to therapists or to you or whomever they choose to go to. Each family makes their own decisions. And they think they're going to go for 3 or 6 weeks and then, you know, they're going to be reunited.
Right.
You know, I want you to talk about that issue, about how long does it take
okay.
to reunite with children, please.
Great question. So I always say this is not a sprint, it's a marathon. If you're looking for instant gratification, you will never get it. If it took 5 years to get this way, it could take 5 years to unfold it. It is a process that takes time, patience, a new mindset, work, and this is not a 2-week process, it's not a month process. I had a case where the mother did not talk to her son for 13 years. 13 years. I worked with her for 4 years, and for the first 2.5 years, we sent texts and emails and messages, nothing. 3 years in, he finally texted back. 3 years. 3 years is a drop in the bucket for 13 years, isn't it?
Absolutely.
When you think about it.
So what do the children need? Dr. Sue, I'm sorry, what do the children need from your point of view for them to begin the reunification process?
Well, that's another great question. The first thing that they need from you is an understanding that you're not going to tell them what their feelings are, who they are, and that they need to apologize to you. Was that clear?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And a lot of times it could be, even yesterday in a meeting with families, one parent brought up, but my daughter said that when she was 5, I did this or this, and now she's married with children. I mean, she's an adult. Why is it bothering her still? Why is she punishing me?
I'll tell you why, because that daughter may be getting married and as a young adult, but developmentally she's that 12-year-old kid where she felt that trauma take place, and that's where she's stuck. So that's where
you have to meet them there.
And
we say the same with drugs. You know, when a parent calls on the hotline by Mass and they say, oh, my child 7 years has been doing drugs and whatever, we explain to them that they are back to 7 years ago once they start healing, and they're behind. So
of course,
the same thing. They're stuck at that time, whatever that trauma may have been, I guess.
That's right.
So, right.
And parents are asking, why are they doing this to me? Why are they? They're not doing it to you. Hear me. They're doing it because they're in their own pain. They are in their own pain, and it is important that you see that. It's very important.
I'm sorry. That's okay.
I understand that you're hurting, who's ever listening. Believe me, I think your pain is real. I don't blame any of you for having that pain. But that's not what's going to get you back to your children. So this is what I say. Would you rather be right? Or would you rather have your children back? Hands down for me, every time I would want to have my children back. How about you?
Absolutely. So what are the 5 most important tips for the reunification process? Because we're going to be running out of time soon.
Of course we are. I could talk about this forever, right? I mean, we could. The 5 tips are what I said before. First is to listen to your children. So if you have letters that they've written you, or they have told you how they feel and you don't like it, what they said, that doesn't matter. Listen to what they said to you. Reread the letters. If they said you didn't listen, own up to you didn't, that you didn't listen. Hear what they're saying. Okay? hear that they're in pain, validate that they're in pain, say things such as, I made mistakes, I'm sorry for that, I didn't know at the time that was going to hurt you, but I know it now. Accept that they're in pain, accept that their perspective is different than yours, and then acknowledge all of that to them. Without, and this is very important, without saying, but I didn't know what I was doing, because that's not acceptance.
Absolutely. Why is it important, if you can tell my listeners, to reconnect with yourself before you could even attempt to reconnect with a loved one?
Right, and that goes back to what I talked about before, that letting go of the anger is blocking
right.
you. And so if you don't grieve the loss that your child's not there with you, and you will still stay in a depression and you will stay stuck as well, and then you don't feel empowered enough to move forward to do the work that is necessary to get them back. So that's why it's so important to be in a better place emotionally, not the best place, but a better place. Because otherwise you're still living in panic, and when you try to connect with them and they don't send something back to you immediately, you go back into that trauma and that panic. And that prevents you from making progress.
So I just want to end with the understanding that my listeners hear very clearly, and that is that your new relationship may be different than it was before. So if you could, in 1 minute or less, talk about that, please.
That's great, and I want to come back on again and do a show on that. But let me say this very quickly, that the relationship that you had with your child before will not be the same again because of the trauma and the distance that took place. However, that doesn't mean that it can't be different and beautiful and better. But it'll take the work of putting up boundaries and learning how to do that to get to that place. So I say don't sit there and dwell that it won't be the same. Dwell more on that it'll just be different and maybe better even.
So, Dr. Sue Kornbluth, I want to thank you for being on tonight, and I want you to come on again so we can talk with Broken Ties. They were not available for today. We are going to get them on with you so that we can continue this most important conversation. And anyone that wants to reach Dr. Sue or Broken Ties, feel free to call the MASC helpline, and we will make sure that you get through to them. And our confidential number is 718-758-0400. Dr. Sue, thanks for being on tonight with us.
Thank you so much for having me. You're doing great work. Great radio show. So happy I could be on with you today.
Thank you. And I want to wish everybody a very good evening, a beautiful Shabbos, and always remember, hang in, hold on, hug tight. Thank you, and have a good night.
Light up your Hanukkah with a beautiful menorah from Hatzofim, the silver Judaica leader since 1952. They have the largest and most amazing selection of design menorahs at unbelievable prices. When you buy from Hatzofim, you are buying direct from the source, so you save money. Hatzofim is the place to go for all your silver needs with stunning new designs crafted in Italy, Israel, and Turkey, all at great prices. This Hanukkah, treat yourself or someone special in your life with a special menorah from Hatzofim's fantastic collection. For every taste or budget, great gift for a chassan. So stop into Hatzofim's branch near you. The flagship store in Borough Park, 4424 13th Avenue, in Williamsburg at 67 Lee Avenue, in Lakewood at 167 East Kennedy Boulevard, in Flatbush at 1412 Avenue M, or in Monroe at Regal Silver 7 Van Buren Drive, online, hatzofim.com.